At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got Randy Mueller joining us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get into all things NFL with him. But first, Rob, let's go to a little NBA. This week, teams are getting into training camp, and they're having their media days where they talk to the media for the first time since the end of last season. And on Sunday, the Milwaukee Bucks had their media day, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player in the league, I'd say in most people's estimation. He actually said, Rob, you know, he's from Greece by way of Africa.
It's all Greek to me. Go ahead.
He said that playing in Europe, and you know, a lot of them were over there, most all of them were over there playing in the European championships and all that this summer. He said that playing in Europe is harder than playing in the NBA. Here he is.
First of all, the game in Europe is way harder than the game in the NBA. And I don't want to disrespect. The talent, obviously, in the NBA, it's way higher. But the space is just, You have a lot of lanes to drive the ball, a lot of lanes to create. It's just, I think over there is more intense. Like people pick you up full court, double team you, full court zone, two man to the last 5 second double teams from the start from zone, and then they go man to man last 10 seconds, and then the double team in the post. There's no lanes to drive. Like it's just the more physical. Because I don't know if it's because the talent's less and you have to be, you know, kind of be more physical to catch up with that, but like it's harder.
Wow. I mean, he went into detail too.
Not to disrespect the NBA, right. But I'm going to disrespect the NBA and say it's cotton, Charmin, soft, Chris. That's what it is.
Well, Rob, there's more. They asked Nikola Jokic, what is he, two-time MVP? If he agreed with Giannis, yeah, he did. Yes, he said, is it harder? Yes, because I think you really need to have quick thinking. In the NBA, if you go by the guy, you can see the help is coming. In Europe, help is always there, so you need to think and play ahead. It's interesting. Then they asked Luka Doncic. They asked him actually in March. And he didn't go as far as to say it's easier, the NBA. But he said in Europe, in the EuroLeague, he said it's more team basketball. It's more tactics. And he said it's easier to score in the NBA. This is a direct quote. It's easier to score in the NBA. Scoring 30 points in the EuroLeague game. It's harder than in an NBA game, 100%. I'm just saying that this because of the rules. Rob, this is a problem because these are the best players in the league. These aren't like, you know, Rasho Nesterovic, Ricky Rubio saying that. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nikola Jokic, Rob, are three of the best seven players in the world. And they are telling you, this is easier. And here's the interesting thing, Rob. If you listen to what they're saying, Giannis said the floor is not as spread. So did Jokic, right? It's not as spread out. So what they mean is there's more bodies in the paint. The floor over there is a little bit smaller, so obviously it's not going to be as spread out. And the three-point line is shorter, so the bodies aren't as far away from the basket. So what they're saying is there's more people in the lane. It's not as spread out as the NBA. It's more physical than the NBA. You can get, you know, you can body cats. You got to think more. And there's more, Luka threw in, there's more team basketball in Europe. Rob, call me crazy, but you know what that sounds like? The old NBA, right? Michael Jordan's NBA, Magic Johnson's NBA.
You mean the one, Chris, the NBA that all the youngins and the Rob Guerras, the Rob G's disrespect and act like nobody could play? Those guys?
That NBA, yes.
Yes, because it's Charmin soft. But we tell you every day, Chris and I keep saying, it's easy to score in the NBA.
Easy.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Those numbers are fraudulent. They are.
It's easy, Rob. When we say Michael Jordan could average 40 today, that's not hyperbole. I mean it. I'm not saying he'd average 40 for his career, but he would have seasons where he averaged 40 points.
Chris, I think that's not even a stretch. If he averaged 30, right?
37 1 year, 35 right. Another.
But if you add three or four three-pointers in the mix, that's all you're talking
about.
That's
it right there.
That gives you 40.
Not to mention all the pounding he took, you wouldn't have to take.
Right. Every time you touch the guy, foul.
Right. Right.
I mean, let's be honest. The league, Chris, moved to this. They wanted more offense. They wanted to make the games more high score. And I remember I was in Detroit when the Pistons held 13 opponents in a row under 75 points. Chris, do you remember that?
Yeah. And I'm not trying to go back that far. But
no,
you
I'm
know,
just saying.
Right. There's a happy medium. But
I'm just
you're
saying,
right.
but the
yeah,
league
they,
didn't
it
want
was
that.
Physical. Right,
it was
right,
physical.
Right, right.
And they didn't want that. So that, and then we saw that famous NBA Finals where Dwayne Wade shot 200 free throws because that's what it felt like, Chris.
Right.
You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. Every time they touched him, he shot a free throw. And so we went from what they're now describing, Chris, as a physical basketball, which we used to see in the NBA, to this kid glove league. That's where we are.
Rob, it is – I was talking to a GM, and I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show before. This was a couple years ago. And he told me we're becoming – he's a GM in the NBA. He said we're becoming glorified street ball. Because, Rob, for the most teams, it's high pick and roll and ISO,
mm-hmm.
drive and kick. High pick and roll, ISO, and drive and kick. That's it. And it's like, because everybody's so talented. And look, I'll be the first to say, like the European player said it, the talent. And I think what they mean is the athleticism.
Yep, that's what they mean.
The players are more athletic today. You've got more guys that run and jump higher or a little quicker than you used to have. It's not that you didn't have those guys, but now I think there's more of them today. But they don't play five-man basketball. High pick and roll is two-man basketball. ISO is one-man basketball. Drive and kick is kind of maybe two-man. Maybe, because you drive against your man, and if help comes, you kick it out to a guy for a shot. And that is what the NBA has become, but it makes it easier. I mean, these guys are telling you, and they're dominating the NBA. Giannis's numbers are, like, historic. Jokic is almost averaging a triple-double, as is Luka. The next player other than Westbrook, if he were to do it again, to average a triple-double route, if there's another player, it's going to be one of those two, I think, Luka or Jokic. They're coming over here putting up video game numbers. And, Rob, I'm going to be honest. I'm not saying I don't foresee it coming anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even saying – I want to say, I still think the NBA is the best league in the world, but I do think if they had a world basketball tournament where the winner of each league, so you had, the winner of the NBA, the NBA champion, maybe play the Euro League champion or whoever the best player, maybe it's several leagues and their champions all play. I don't think we win it every year. I really don't, because I think they're, like they said, team basketball. Rob, Golden Chris, State's not the most talented team in the league.
No.
They just play five-man basketball.
And here's the other thing. The proof, Chris, is in the pudding with your MVP awards the last few years. Just
good
that,
point.
That you can
great
say
point.
Whatever you want.
Great point.
Three, it's gone to, right? Three straight. To non-American players. That's yep. just fact.
Yep. Yep. I mean, that's a great point. And like I said, Golden State, they've dominated the league the last several years. And they play five-man basketball. Draymond Green was a second-round pick. Steph Curry was number seven pick from Davidson. Klay Thompson was a low lottery pick, 12th, I think. From Washington or wherever. I mean, these aren't guys that are like the most talented in the world.
Draymond,
but they
played
play
at
together.
Michigan
They're
State.
Smart. Draymond's a smart player. They play five-man ball.
Draymond's undersized,
yep,
but he does a lot of the other stuff. Yep.
San Antonio, Rob, toward the end of their reign, when they waxed Miami in 2014, Tim Duncan was an old man by then. You had Ginobili. Parker was even toward the end of his you know, run as a great player. And they ran circles around Miami. And you can argue, I know you would argue, should have beat them the year before.
Should have.
Why? They played team basketball. It wasn't give it to your boy and let him shake up his man and either go to the hole and score himself or give it, pass it off to somebody else to do it. I mean, so this should be a wake-up call, Rob, that dudes are saying this. And again, I still do believe the NBA is the best league, but we get our hands full when it comes to the Olympics. I mean, we remember we were losing before, but look, I'm not talking about sending our best 12 to play everybody else's best 12. Rob, I'm talking about teams.
Right.
I'm talking about sending the NBA champion, the Bucks or the Clippers or the Warriors or whoever it's going to be, to play the winning team over there. I think it'd be interesting. And so, Rob G, all y'all youngins out there.
You know he bit his tongue already. I can't believe he didn't crack the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Where crack are you, Rob G? You want.
Crack that mic. You ain't got nothing to say.
What do you want me to say?
Right here, pass.
Hey. Yeah, I know you're only focusing on the headline. Oh, yeah, it's harder in the European League. But Giannis said right in the beginning, part of the reason why they play like this is because they're not as talented. So they have to play this way.
But we look. What is
Michael Jordan wasn't talented.
So then your issue is with the way that the coaches are doing these things is because hey, we have guys who can do so much more than they could back then.
No, that's not what
that
it
we're
is.
Not going to
no,
let
no,
them.
No,
know.
No, that
yes,
is
it
not
is,
what
Chris.
It is. That is
they
not
wanted,
it. Look, Michael Jordan is the GOAT because he had all world athleticism
with fundamentals
combined. Mm-hmm. Yep. With fundamentals and basketball IQ.
Right.
I'm telling you, I agree. If these players today combined all that great talent, shooting ability,
with the other
ball
stuff.
Handling, right, with the other stuff, knowing how to play with four other players, not just one other player, then they would be, it would be awesome.
But they don't play that, Rob G.
Yeah,
you
but
know
they,
it.
But also going back in the 80s and 90s, there were guys who could not flat out play in today's game at all.
Well,
it goes
then
both
but
ways.
There's also guys today that couldn't play in that game.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
We saw how Kevin Durant liked physical play.
All of a sudden,
Boston.
It wasn't
Kevin
that
Durant
easy.
Has been playing for over a decade. He's been playing in different versions of the NBA his entire career.
Not, but it has never
been. And you're pointing out one
physical.
Series where he
it
didn't
is,
play well. When
it has never been as physical
he didn't. He didn't play against those Spurs teams when he was with Oklahoma City. He didn't play against Powell and Kobe and then
those
the Lakers with 3 7-footers.
Well, he
those
got manhandled.
I know it's easy for you
and
to say these things on
the
TV
league.
Because no one's
going
to say anything back to you. But
he was
Chris, you're wrong on
numbers.
This one.
Oh, listen to you.
You're wrong.
He was putting up numbers,
wait a minute,
but he wasn't dominating. What were
Nick
they winning?
Wrong can't say anything
no, because everybody wants to defer to Chris because he's the old guy on the set. That's why.
No. I'm the wise guy on the set. I'm the wise guy between me and you. No, I'm saying – dudes, Durant wasn't dominating the league. He put up numbers. Bob McAdoo put up numbers. He wasn't dominating the league.
You don't think Kevin Durant was dominating with Oklahoma City? That's why it was such a big hullabaloo when he went to the Warriors, because he was already, at worst, the second best player in the league.
No, he was a great player, but I said he wasn't winning. He's a great player, but he wasn't winning. That's what we're talking about. I'm about wins, boy. Rings, jewelry.
So because he wasn't beating the Kobe Powell Lakers and then he wasn't beating the Heatles, that's why he wasn't dominating.
Hey, there's many reasons.
There's a bunch of guys then who don't dominate, Chris. There's like three guys historically who dominate.
He didn't like the physical play that Boston put on him.
99 on Fox is the phone.
877-996-6369. We said a lot. What you think? Your turn to win. All right, it is the iCouple, and as always, we are brought to you by the great, the awesome, the outstanding TireRack.com. Because TireRack.com absolutely loves tires, loves them. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call or a click away. The website's packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Here's how it works. You answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the Sumi Tomo's full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance all season and off-road capabilities. Ratings, reviews, test results, a national network of more than 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office. Tire installation on your terms, folks. It's simply game changing. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Money!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could just talk about how with Discover, it's simple and easy. You can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Let's hear what you got to say about the NBA.
Yeah, let's squeeze in a couple, Chris. Marvis in Atlanta, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
How you guys doing? I love your show. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you, my man.
I had to call in on this one. I played in Europe for 15 years. I played in the EuroLeague for 10 or 12 of those. Now, those guys are right in terms of physicality, as far as it being more physical, because when the NBA kind of changed to the Euro movement,
yep,
they took a lot of the physicality out of it, like your Charles Oakleys, right, like your big, your grown men, per se. Like when I went to St. John's, I played with Ron Artest. So,
okay,
me trying to get into the NBA, I was kind of slim. I couldn't go against the Charles Oakley. Those guys were grown men. So when they kind of moved those guys out and allowed them to, you know what I'm saying, allow the physicality to be on, now it's kind of like AAU. You know what I'm saying? All these guys play against each other. All AAU teams just form one big group, and everybody goes to the NBA the same way.
European, so you do never, think it's – you sound like you do think it's easier in the NBA.
NBA is easier in terms of the rules. The rules make it easier. Over in Europe, there's no illegal defense. You know what I'm saying? In the NBA, you had to play individual man-to-man. Like, you had to guard Allen Iverson one-on-one. And Europe is a bunch of help side. You know what I'm saying?
You can play zone and all that.
Right, absolutely. So playing against other guys that come from the NBA when they go to play over Europe, European coaches would just say, just sag. Those guys really don't know the game. Just sag. They're going to shoot a crazy shot. They really try to kind of borderline disrespect the Americans.
Do you think that America should adopt their rules?
I mean, that's what changes the game, the rules. Like you said, if they played against America in like a Euro, whoever wins the NBA championship, it'll depend on the rules. I mean, I still think America will win, but if the Europeans play American rules, they not beat no American team.
Marvis, man, thanks.
Jokic or Giannis, everybody.
Thanks, man. Yeah, appreciate that, and thanks for the support. We really appreciate that, yep. Marvis in Atlanta. How about Lamont in Georgia? You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Lamont?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling and basically say I agree with Rob G. I was glad he got up there and kind of set Chris straight, you know?
How old are you?
He was coming in hot. You know,
Lamont,
you hear me?
How old are you, Lamont? 16?
I'm 30. Okay.
Lamont got chocolate milk on his breath, Chris.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Exactly. Come on, man. You ain't see no real hooping. Nah, I'm just playing. I don't want to diss. Today's players are great, but I think Rob G and I were talking in the break. It could be, Rob, maybe a balance, you know, like mix it. I don't want to go back to the 70-point games.
No, I covered those point. With the Cavs.
Yeah, yeah. You know that, yeah.
You know, but
I covered
but,
a lot of those games too.
Right,
too, trust me.
Right, right. But I just would like them to bring back more mid-range play and return post
and a little
play.
Defense.
Combined
Chris,
with
can
the
we can we, and a little? Can we have a little defense? Can
right.
we just
have, little
like a little
play.
Resistance? I don't want it to be a pickup game, or you know what I mean?
Right, where, right. Where, I mean, they D up, but the floor is so spread, you can't touch anybody, can so it's almost impossible to.
Do you
stop
remember
from.
When Patrick Beverly D'd up? Lonzo Ball his first time he got
oh,
the ball,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah.
You remember that? It was
yeah,
a big deal.
Because
nobody picks you up
right.
94 feet.
Right.
Nobody.
All right, we got Randy Mueller joining us in a moment first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest has his own theme music. He's an NFL Executive of the Year. And Fox Sports Radio's NFL analyst, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy.
Doing great, guys. What's going on, man?
What's up,
well,
buddy?
Not much, man. Not much.
Man.
Look, let me ask you, Kansas City. Now, I don't think anybody really thinks the Colts are better than them. Even in that game, you know, if Travis Kelce doesn't drop a ball, some of the other miscues that the Chiefs made, they win. But have you seen what you've seen from them this past week? And even last week where they beat the Chargers, but I thought they were outplayed slightly during the game. Do you have concerns about Kansas City when we talk about what their real goal is, which is to win the Super Bowl?
Well, I think they have to sharpen their focus, that's for sure. I think what we see now, without Tyreek Hill, they have less margin for error. They can't screw things up and then hit a home run in the ninth inning. You know, they just
right.
can't do that anymore. So they've got to be sharper. And they've been sloppy, no doubt about it. When you, I think special teams has been a real, you know, positive for them the last few years. Their special teams coach very well thought of around the league. But when you miss field goals, they try to fake, they missed it.
Yeah.
Their special teams were a mess. You know, the punt returner, he was shaky. He dropped a punt, almost dropped two. You know,
yep.
So they just got to be sharper and finer focused on the details, and they just weren't there. So I just think Tyreek was the eraser, right? He's the guy when everybody drives to the basket, but you got him standing back there, he just knocks the ball away.
Right.
Well, no more Tyreek anymore. So they've got to play for the whole game. They can't make lapses mentally, and I think that's what you're seeing these first couple weeks. They're just not sharp.
Let me ask you about the Chargers and Brandon Staley, who I'm just not a big fan of. And Sunday was another one of those reasons to not be a big fan. You're getting blown yep. out. You got your quarterback who's got barbecue sauce ribs, right? They're all beat up.
Yeah.
And he's still in a blowout. Why is he playing? If the player says, "Coach, don't take me out," isn't that where you have to stand in and tell a player, "Dude, it's a blowout"? Why was Justin Herbert in the game?
I'm with you, and I spent my last 10 years with the Chargers, so I kind of know how they operate. I think what you're seeing with Brandon Staley is, and we want to forget, he's a young guy finding his own way. He doesn't have a lot of experience in the NFL. It's not like he's seen things like this before, right? He halfway wants to be the coach, the player's buddy. The other time he's coming down on him hard. I just think he's feeling his way too. So each one of these situations that comes up, whether it's going for it on fourth down or being criticized afterwards by the media, it's all kind of new trail for him. So I'm with you. There's no way Justin Herbert should have been in the game at that point. I mean, they got waxed, right? It wasn't even, you know,
it wasn't even close.
Yeah. So I don't know how you don't play the long game when your best player is, you know, 50%. And he looked to me like from the first throw of the game, he really struggled.
Right.
So I'm with you. I think it was bad football, maybe some bad ideas, a coach trying to feel his way still. And I've always had this question about the Chargers, and everybody wants to put them in the elite group in the offseason when they win the offseasons, and
yep.
they've won a few of them. They've still got to coach and manage their team for 17 weeks. That's a whole other game in itself, just managing your people and your team, and he's really young at that. So I don't think it's an advantage. I don't think he gives them an advantage on Sundays right now.
And you just mentioned bad football. I'm going to go to Dan Campbell, who Chris loves Dan Campbell. But on Sunday, I would have rather had a can of chicken noodle, Campbell's chicken noodle soup on the sidelines than Dan Campbell. He blew that game. Did you watch the end of that game? What are you? What are you doing? I don't even understand.
Tell me about that.
Didn't he blow the game?
Well, yeah, I watched the game. They had control of the game. There's no question with 5-6 minutes left and the ball. So having the lead in the leather, you really can't screw that up. But they did. He kind of got outmaneuvered. There's no doubt about that. I happen to like Dan Campbell. I don't know if that shelf life of rah-rah is lasting long-term in the NFL because these guys beat to a different drum. These are men. And sometimes you've got to make a difference on Sundays, not just, you know, motivate them and bark in their face. So it's a different mentality, but that's Dan. That's the way he is. That's what you get. I think you're going to have some astute coaches who can really diagram and really think these through if that's the kind of leader you're going to have.
Where are you at on Denver, and more specifically Russell Wilson?
Yes.
Nate Hackett, you know, they were fine this weekend.
Nate,
you know,
Nate so, Ken Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett. But are you – I mean, there are some that think Russell is darn near washed. I lean more toward it's a new system, and I think he needs to start using his legs again. But where are you at on Russell?
Well, you're talking to a Seattle guy, right? I live in Seattle, so I've seen this show the last couple of years, and especially last year when everybody was saying, hey, Russ needs to cook, Russ wants to cook. It's not there anymore, and I haven't seen evidence of it this year. I agree. The legs are the first thing that kind of I've noticed have gone a little bit. The intangibles, all that, you know, outlandish leadership stuff, all of the, I don't know what you call it, false chatter, that's always been there. I don't think that's enduring him long term to the people around him in Denver, but that's his style. But on the field, it hasn't clicked for sure. There's a period of adjustment going on here. And again, it's another coach who might be in over his head a little bit, who's never called plays before, never really been the final say on the offense before. And now it's, oh, by the way, you're the head coach too.
Right.
So there's about three chairs removed from where Nate Hackett started his football season a year ago. So he's moved up the chain fast. I think they've got issues. I'll be honest with you. I don't see it. I haven't seen Russell be Russell of old. I got a lot of respect for him because of what he's done, but I just haven't seen it probably for the last year now, and I think Seattle people would agree.
Now, we've seen stories saying that he stopped running as much because he wants to, you know, win MVPs and be viewed as more of a passer along the lines of Brady and Rodgers and those guys. Do you think he, at his age, 34, he really can't run anymore, or he just doesn't want to because he wants to play a different style?
I think he wants to win. I think he wants to do what he has to do to win or what he thinks he has to do to win. I don't know at the end of the day if it has to be a certain style, but I know this. He's a competitor. He wants to, if he thought running would help, I think he'd do it. I just don't know if there's any juice in those legs left. He was the master, Chris, of being out on the edge and extending a play and running at the right time and being a half a step ahead of everybody all day long. I just don't see that anymore. I don't see that. He's not a half a step ahead of anybody right now. And now you throw in a new system in a new environment with a new head coach that's feeling his way. It's just, at best, it's going to be a long learning curve, I think.
Is this a good move or is it a red flag when after week two, Nathaniel Ken Hackett hires a coach to help him out? Is that scary?
Thank God they did that.
No, but I'm just saying, I agree, Chris, but I'm saying, like, that's scary to me that you went into the season and then within 2 weeks, you realize this guy doesn't have everything we need and he needs help. Like, is that scary or is that the right thing to do?
Well, I think can it be both? Because I do think it's scary. I think it's, in my term, I kind of was embarrassed by it. I mean, here's what we're doing after 2 weeks.
After 2 weeks, that's right.
Yeah. Now, most teams have these guys, though, right, Randy? I mean,
well,
they have a game manager or whatever.
What is the head coach's job? I mean, that's what he should do. What I thought was maybe he ought to turn the play calling over to somebody and then manage the game himself.
I thought he might do that, too, yeah.
Yeah, that was what I thought the move that he would make, but it didn't. We'll see how it works out. Again, it's a work in progress. They can't fall too far behind in that division that we thought was probably a little better than it really is right now. But
it's not that good.
Yeah, I know. I know. I agree. I don't think there's going to be three teams come out of this division to make the playoffs like we initially thought.
Yeah, yeah, you might be right. All right, Randy, great stuff as always.
Always,
man.
Randy, thank you. Hey, Randy.
Yes, sir.
Are the Mariners going to make the playoffs or not? I mean, can they win some games? My God.
I cannot vouch. It's been 22 years. I cannot vouch. These people, they will be jumping off bridges if they don't make it.
I know. Yeah. They got to make it. It's been a long time. All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Right. Kyrie Irving is spinning yarns. Do you believe him? That's
who
next.
Wrote that? Who wrote that?
That's just me. That's
did
off the
you
top
write
of
that?
The dome. You know I used to be a writer, right?
Yeah, no, you know what? Barely I remember that. I'm going to call the New York Times to see if you really wrote there.
A couple. Lock it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple. Live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, Aaron Judge is at the plate right now. It's a 1-2 count. He fouled off a ball, and we'll see what he does.
This
I know you're
at the
edge of
your seat. This is his fourth at bat, Chris, and he's what?
Do you see it, or do you not have cable or something?
I don't have it. Are you streaming? Because he already hit a home run if you're streaming it. He hit a home run last Wednesday, Chris, on your stream.
Well, they're up 4-1.
What inning is this?
One man
this is fourth at bat.
It's the sixth inning. Yeah, he's been up a lot. I guess they're up 4-1, though. They're making some, everybody else is hitting except him, apparently.
He could actually get one more at bat, right? He's 0-1
in the sixth
with
inning.
Two walks, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yep. All right.
But let's see. Here comes the pitch. I'm cute because I know you can't wait to hear what happens up low. Low and outside.
We've got already two walks, man. All right, we'll see what happens.
2-2 count. Kyrie, of course, we said media day is here, and so he's been talking. Rob G, do we have sound of that? Yeah, Kyrie talking about how his vaccination status or unvaccinated status kept him from getting the bag. Here he is.
I gave up 4 years, 100-something million, deciding to be unvaccinated, and that was the decision, because contract, get vaccinated or be unvaccinated, and there's a level of uncertainty of your future, whether you're going to be in this league, whether you're going to be on this team. So I had to deal with that real life circumstance of losing my job for this decision. So I was dealing with all of those emotions while trying to secure my future for my family.
Well, Sean Marks, the GM, denied there was any ultimatum.
Get vaccinated or you won't get paid. It was never that posed to him that way.
Yeah, he said there's no ultimatum given here. And what he says makes sense, Rob. He says this. It goes back to you want people who are reliable, people who are here and accountable. All of us, staff, players, coaches, you name it. So, right, Rob, I think it's semantics. I think Kyrie, I guess I understand how he's taking it of, look, If you don't get vaccinated, you're not getting this deal. It's not saying it's about the vaccination. It's just about you're not going to be able to play.
You can't play, so we can't pay you. Right. Why would we sign you? We don't even know, Chris, at that time. Can we keep it real? We didn't know where COVID was going or how much it was going to be a part of our lives. We didn't.
We didn't know how serious it was, even at that point.
Even at that point.
We knew it was serious, but we didn't know, if it was going away or anything like that.
Or if it's
going
to be here for a long time.
Right.
Canada just lifted it, Chris. Just lifted it.
Right.
It's 2022.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. And Rob, he could have signed a 4-year extension for $187 million. Or if he had waited, which I think he would have anyway, if he had waited until after the season, he could have become eligible for a 5-year $247 million deal. And so I think he was going to wait anyway. I don't know if he's trying to garner some sympathy. Look, I mean, it's a sacrifice what he did, it makes you feel like, why'd you do that? You should have just got vaccinated just because that was a smart thing to do anyway. And I know people that are unvaccinated, family members and all that, so I'm not being critical of him for that. But I'm just saying, you know, that's a heck of a sacrifice you've been. And Rob, a lot of people around the country who didn't get vaccinated, I bet you if that kind of money was on the table, they would have.
I don't doubt it at all, Chris. And I'm with you. I think it's a huge sacrifice. And you want to believe, Chris, that, oh, yeah, you know, it's not, you'll be okay and you'll still get that money. It's not automatic because the way people look at Kyrie now isn't the same.
Absolutely.
Right? Nike doesn't look at him the same. There's a lot that they don't look at him the same. Not because he wasn't vaccinated, because you can't count on him. There's a big difference.
Absolutely. And Rob, even we've said it, even if he balls out this year, if they don't win it, our team's going to be lining up. Because, Rob, you know there's going to be a feeling of contract year. Of course he balled out now.
But what's going to happen next year?
Yes.
I can't play with this ball. It was made in China. I'm just saying.
Hey, no, you're not too far off. You're not too far off. By the way, your boy Judge walked again.
Again. That's three now, walks, Chris.
He hit a lot. I don't know how many pitches it was, but he fouled off several.
Okay.
So, but they weren't great pitches. You know, low stuff, outside
stuff. Three walks,
stuff.
Though. Can we pitch, throw the ball over the plate?
But Toronto's playing for something.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.